And welcome back to Houston. Very nice facility they have here in Houston, and that's good because the Lady Bears are here tonight, and the boys will be here tomorrow night and also be here for their, which we'll talk about here in just a few minutes. First of all, let's review the stats for the first half. Lady Bears leading by 18 here at the half. Here's the way the scoring went by quarter. The Lady Bears scored 27 in the first quarter, 18 in the second quarter. But in the second quarter, Coach Cox substituted liberally in that first half of play. So, scoring went this way individually for the Lady Bears. Atwell's having a good night. The senior has 15 points to spark the Bears. Also, Jones is in there. Jones has 20. So those two have 20 and 15 respectively, so there's 25 of the Bears' points right there, or 35 of the Bears' points. Then 4 points for Crutchington, 4 for Jackson, and 2 for Allie Adams off the bench, the freshman in there playing some tonight. Turnovers for the Lady Bears, they turned the ball over 7 times. Rebounds, 14 for Lady Bears compared to 10 for Houston. Houston's led in scoring by Cavanaugh. Cavanaugh is having a good night. 15 points for Cavanaugh in the first half. Then it was 3 points for McKinley Aaron. Let's go with that. 2 points for McNeil, 3 for Weaver, and 4 points for Sheets, who came off the bench and got those 4 points in the second quarter. The Lady Tigers had a tough time at the free throw line. They've been there 8 times and only made 1 free throw. So that's a tough stat for them. And as far as turnovers go, they've turned the ball over 10 times compared to 7 for the Lady Bears. 5 total team fouls for Houston, 11 total team fouls for the Lady Bears. So the Lady Bears lead in all categories here in the first half and have a comfortable 45-27 lead here at the halftime.
Yeah, on a 90-point pace for the game. So
yeah,
the offense is clicking. Chloe's got 20 in the first half, and Atwell has 15, so that's a good combination for the Lady Bears. And unfortunately for Houston, we saw one of their leaders help out of the gym. Already they just had 7 players, so they're down to 6 players now. So definitely an uphill battle for Houston in the second half. But Lady Bears lost 3 out of their last 4. This is a good opportunity for them to kind of get things right. And they've got Kabul tomorrow night. That'll be senior night at Mumford Gym at home tomorrow night. So definitely want to encourage Bear Nation to go out and support the Lady Bears tomorrow night at home against Kabul. That'll be a JV 6 o'clock start, varsity to follow. And then the boys will be right here at Houston to wrap up their regular season. And we'll have that game for you here on KUKU, the boys playing Houston tomorrow night. Should be the normal start time, a little after 7 o'clock on Friday night.
All right, district's coming up next week, so we're at that point in the season where the final regular season games are done, so that's where you go immediately, and you win and you play on, you lose and you go home.
Yeah, it's that time of year. The boys are the 4 seed in their district. It'll be right here at Houston. They'll play on Tuesday afternoon, 4:30, against the Seymour Tigers, the 4 and the 5 seed. Winner will get Sayre, who is just, I'm going to tell you right now, they're better than everybody else around, and certainly the best team in that district. And the winner will get the privilege to play them in the semifinals. In that district, the 2 seed is Liberty. They'll play 7th seed at Houston. And then Licking is the 3 seed, although I have a little issue with that.
Yeah.
Willow beat them on a neutral court and beat them most recently. I feel like Willow probably should have been, but anyway, the record, Licking's got a really nice record. So they got the 3 seed. Alt is the 6 seed on the boys' side of things. And it should be a pretty competitive back half of the bracket. That front half, that Sayre team looming there. I mean, Sayre is going to win the district. I don't think there's any real doubt of that. I don't think any team in our boys' side of things can hang with the Bobcats.
The only team in this area that I think could stay with them is not in that district. They're Hartville.
Yeah, they're not even in the same class.
And they're in another district, in another class. Why does Hartville still be in?
Well, I don't know. I shouldn't have said that because I'm not sure that they
being two, if they are up to three.
I don't want to make that claim.
Don't understand this.
I don't have that information.
Okay. All right.
So we'll not throw Mitch under the bus too hard.
All right.
Without having all the facts. The girls will start their district Monday night, 7:30. That'll be at Seymour. Girls will be at Seymour, boys at Houston. They're the 3 seed. They'll play the 6-seeded Conway Lady Bears, 7:30 on Monday night. Winner will take on the 2nd-seeded Liberty Lady Eagles. And then the rest of that district, it's a 6-team district, so Liberty and Licking, the top seed, get byes. And the 4 and 5 seed will be Seymour. And this Houston Lady Tiger team is the 5 seed in that district, not the 6 seed.
Wow.
So they will play Seymour. And, again, Licking, probably the favorite there, but I could definitely see Liberty and Willow making some noise in that district.
Possible.
Not the quite the Everest that the boys have with the Bobcats.
Right.
So, we'll have all that district action for you next week. And we are just about ready to start the third quarter. We will come back in 30 seconds for the start of the third quarter here in Houston. You're listening to Lady Bear Basketball on KUKU. Quick basket as we start the third quarter by Sheets and the Houston Lady Tigers. So, Tigers with a quick bucket. All starters back out there with the exception of Aaron and Crutchington on the other end with a quick answer for the Lady Bears from the left block. Willow with some post players with several with 2 fouls in that first half, but all back out there now. Weaver for 3, got it from the left wing to the Lady Tigers. 2 for 2. Shooting as we start the third quarter. Willow gets it out to Atwell. Atwell will take a 3. No good. Jackson, though, with the rebound. She stood up, loses the dribble, and travels. Lots of contact there. Didn't call it.
It's kind of a tough call.
Yeah, right? It was. Tough break for the Lady Bears. Houston will have it. Tigers push it across midcourt. Throw it into traffic. Atwell there to take it away. Atwell to the basket. Layup is missed. Rebound Jones misses. Partially blocked, and Houston comes away with it. They want to run with it. That's a travel. Got away with it. Get it to Weaver on the block. No good. Sheets with the follow. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds off Houston, and it'll be Willow ball. 6:46 to go third quarter. Willow leading 47-32. Lady Tigers trying to shoot their way back into this a little bit. Only 6 players on this Houston varsity team now after the injury to Aaron. Here goes Jones to Jackson. Right block, puts it up, missed it. Weaver with the rebound. 2-on-2. Weaver cut off by Jackson and fouled. And Houston will take it out of bounds on the baseline. And quickly, Lexi Sigmund is going to come in for Jackson.
That's third foul on Jackson.
Houston will inbound underneath their own basket. Cavanaugh looks over her options. She'll give it to Weaver. Put it up. No good. Atwell with the rebound. Gives it to Stewart. Fires it ahead to Jones. Slowly across midcourt. Jones in the paint. Floater goes down. Jones. 22 points. For Chloe, 49-32 is the Willow lead. Davidson into the paint, blocked by Sigmund and taken by Atwell. Atwell across midcourt. Atwell to the block, to the basket, lays it up. Lots of contact, no whistle. Rebound tips out of bounds off of Sigmund, and they'll give it to Houston.
They started to go the other way. The official pointed the other way and then changed his mind.
Houston ball. Gavinus really has to do a lot with Aaron out of the lineup. Fires it right side for Sego. Bounce it into the corner of Gavinus. Back to Weaver. She'll pivot. Throws it up top. Sego. Weaver trying to drive and has it poked from behind out of bounds. It'll stay with Houston with 5:30 to go third quarter. Willow leading 49-32. Sego will inbound on the baseline. She'll get it in. It's tipped, but Weaver keeps it and then throws it right to Chloe Jones. Chloe's got a 1-on-3. She'll just pull back for a 3-pointer. No, but draws a foul. That's the 2nd time Chloe's been fouled shooting a 3. This time she didn't make it, but she'll get 3 free throws here.
The foul will be on Weaver, her second. Chloe will get three opportunities from the charity stripe.
First one is good. Houston really doesn't have anybody in foul trouble, and that's a good thing, with just one person on their bench now. Jones' second free throw is good. Trying to go 3 for 3 here. Get her 25th point of the night, and she does not. Too hard off the back of the rim. Rebound Houston with Willow up 51-32. Weaver across the timeline. Gives it to Gavinen. Gavinen, top of the key. Gives it inside. They're quick on the whistle. The Lady Bear, not much contact, but it's enough to send Weaver to the free throw line. And I think it's on Sigmund. That's her third.
Yep.
So again, Willow's post player is getting into a lot of foul trouble. Ashley Gilbert gets ready to check in for Houston. Free throw is off the mark. Kinsey Collins back in for the Lady Bears, replacing Sigmund. Weaver's second free throw. Up and rims out. Collins is there for the rebound. And Atwell, 5 minutes to go, third quarter. One arms it over to Jones. Jones around the defender. Free throw line jumper, good. 53-32, Willow by 21. 4:50 to go, third quarter. Gavinen picks up the dribble. Manages to avoid the travel. Gets it away to the left side. Shot up in the paint, and it goes down. Got the shooter's roll. McNeil with the basket. 53-34. Jones across the timeline. Outside for Atwell. Atwell right back to Jones. Crosses it up. Stewart, three ball right side, is off the mark. Rebound Jones, puts it up, missed it. Rebound Houston. So Willow, not sharp really offensively here in the third quarter.
No.
Gavinen, free throw line jumper, no good. Rebound underneath, put it up, missed it. Rebound Tigers out of bounds. Now they're going to call it out on Willow. And they'll stay with Houston on the baseline. Halfway through the third quarter. Willow up by 19. Gavinen to inbound. Checks her options. Throws it in. The sheet. Back to Gavinen. Runner is good. That was a contested shot. The Gavinen gets the ball. 53-36. Gavinen keeping Houston hanging around here. Atwell holds it above her head. Just underneath has it poked by Gavinen, but she'll underhand it over to Jones. Stewart on the right side. Crosses it up. Atwell to Jones. Jones, attack. Little teardrop won't go down. Rebound underneath by Sheet. Taken back by Stewart. The block to the basket. Put it up and in. Great move by Sydney Stewart. And Willow back up by 19. 55-36. 3:20 to go third quarter. Gavinen across the timeline. She'll drift to the right side. Take a screen and then throw it right back to Stewart. Stewart with the steal. Crosses midcourt. Top of the key. Stewart for three. Rims out. Rebound tips back to Crutchington. Gives it to Stewart. Bounce it to Jones. Chloe, step back three. Got it. Jump 29. And Willow up 58-36.
Stayed around that 20-point margin for most of the game.
Gavinen. Bounces it, gets it right back, fires for three, got it, man, she's a shooter. Lacey Gavinen, junior for the Tigers.
She's a
good ball
night.
Player. Yes, she is. Chloe will try to answer with a three, no good off the back of the rim. Rebound in Houston. And then Stewart reaches in, ball loose, gets it to Crudgington, Paisley puts it up, and missed it in and out. And we've got a player down for Houston. It's Weaver, came down hard on her. Back of her head, but she's up and trying to shake it off for the Tigers. 2:15 to go third quarter. 58-39 Willow. Cochran checks in for Stewart. Stewart with a good few possessions there for the Lady Bears. Cabinets will inbound. Willow will pick him up at half court. Cabinets brings him across the midcourt line. She's going to go all the way into the paint, left it short. Rebound is tipped and controlled by Atwell. Atwell runs it across midcourt. Atwell is down on the sideline, spins it back to Jones. Volleyball line three, no good. Rebound saved by Cochran, and it's loose on the floor. Bodies fly, and it's going to be back court off of Collins. Good effort. She did everything she could.
Yeah.
It just wasn't going to happen. Houston with the ball, minute 49. Decent quarter here for the Lady Tigers.
It is.
Playing shorthanded. 58-39 is the Willow lead. Weaver going to fire a three right side. No good off the back of the rim. Rebound is a foul coming on Houston. They're calling a foul on McNeil. It'll give it to the Lady Bears with 90 seconds left to go in the third. Jasmine Osborne checks in for Crudgington. Cochran, Jones, Osborne, Collins, and Atwell. Five on the floor for the Lady Bears. Chloe walks it across midcourt. To Osborne, right side. Throws it. It's picked off, nearly tipped by Cabinets, but Atwell goes back to get it. Brings it back across the timeline with 1:15 to go in the third. Osborne, open three in the corner. Got it! Osborne for three. Been a while since I've been able to say that. Jasmine, of course, the younger sister of Scotty and Scooter. Cabinets to the right side. Pull up. Jumper from the free throw line. Won't go. Cochran with the rebound. Harris in the backcourt. Spins it ahead to Jones. 61-39 Willow. 50 seconds left to go in the third. Jones splits the defense. Underhand scoop shot. Won't go. Gets their own rebound. Trying to force it up. Instead throws it back to Atwell for three. No good. It's over the backboard. And it'll be Houston ball with 40 seconds left to go in the third. Cabinet. Trots it down the floor. Cochran will meet her as she crosses the timeline with 30. Weaver on the left side. Holds it above her head, fires it inside, goes through the hands of her target. Loose picked up by Atwell. With 19, Atwell across midcourt. Osborne up top to Jones with 13. Jones backpedals to the logo with 10. With 8, Jones to Cochran at the free throw line. Back to Jones, three-pointer, no good. Rebound tip out of bounds off of, it won't matter. That's the buzzer. We played three in Houston. Lady Bears leading 61-39. We'll come back in a minute. You're listening to Lady Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Fourth quarter about to get underway here at Houston with the Lady Bears well entrenched in this one with a 61-39 lead as we enter this final stanza of play. McCabinus from Houston has 20 points in the ballgame, 29 on the other side for Jones.
Big night for Cabinus. Lady Bears have the ball as we start the fourth quarter. Starters back out there for Willow. Jones, right side, got two on her, gives it up to Stewart. Up top, over to Atwell on the left side. Inside to Crutchton, back out. Stewart, up top, she'll drive. Free throw line jumper, off the mark, and Jackson tips it out of bounds for Willow, and it'll go to Houston. Lady Bears right back in action tomorrow night. They'll be at Mumford Gym. It's senior night for the Lady Bears, taking on the Cabool Lady Bulldogs. That game was supposed to be played on Monday. It'll now be played tomorrow. Cabinets pull-up jumper. Won't go this time. Rebound, though, put up and in for the Tigers. Gilbert with the putback. It's 41-61. Lady Bears by 20. Jones hands it off to Stewart. Left side for Atwell. Back up top to Sydney. Zone defense by the Tigers. Jones crosses it over to Atwell. Atwell pulls the trigger on a three. It's short. Rebound goes long, and the Tigers step on the sidelines. It'll stay with Willow. Good effort by Sheets, but it's on the line. 7 minutes to go in the ball game. Willow led 27-12 at the end of the first quarter, led 45-27 at halftime. 20-point lead here, 61-41, with 7 minutes to play in the ballgame. Houston sticking in the zone defense. Willa finds Crudgington open on the block, lays it up and in. Good patience. Paisley was wide open. And it's 63-41, Willa. Kavanaugh crossed the timeline. Hands it off to Weaver on the right side. Pass cut off. Gives it to Gilbert at the free throw line, and she travels. Houston will turn it over. 6:21 to play. Stewart. Inbounds to Jones. And Chloe will trot it across midcourt with one blue shoe and one orange shoe tonight. Jackson back to Jones. Atwell in the corner. Fires into Jackson on the block. Has it tipped. Manages to get away to Stewart, to Crudgington, back to Stewart. Open three is short. Rebound underneath by Jackson. It's tied up. Possession arrow will go to Houston with 6 minutes left to play. The official is going to tie
you. Yeah, that's the reason for the delay here. We have an official with an untied shoe. Then now something else.
Yeah. We're ready to go now.
All right, here we go.
Houston boys coming up after this. They've got Dora in here tonight for a JV and varsity boys contest. Tigers get it left side. McNeil into the corner. She's going to pop a three. It's an air ball, but right to Sheet, who puts it up and in. Allie Sheet with the basket. 20-point game now. 63-43. Stewart. Atwell in the corner, back up top. They're leaving Stewart open. She'll try another three. No good. Atwell with the rebound. Stewart to Jackson. Back up top. Going to try another three. Got it.
Finally.
Stewart with a big smile. She can shoot it out there. Flash that one home. 66-43 is the Willow lead with 5 minutes left to play. Tigers throw it into traffic, and Jackson is there. The intercept. Ahead to Jones. Jones leaves it for Atwell on the baseline. Spins it back out to Chloe for three. No good. Rebound saved by Crudgington, but out of bounds. And it'll still go to the Tigers. But good hustle by Crudgington on that play.
And she tried to bounce it off a Houston player. It didn't quite work.
Timeout Houston. 4:50 left to play. Willow on their way to a victory, leading 66-43. Back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Welcome back to Houston. We're in the final quarter of this SEA conference contest between the Tigers, the Lady Tigers from Houston, and the Willow Springs Bears. The Bears well in control, 66-43 in the last quarter of this one, with about 4.5 minutes, 4:50 left to go in the game. Houston has the ball as we resume play.
Kavanaugh will trot it across midcourt. Met by Stewart. Coach Cox got his starters still out there. Gilbert bounces it loose. Picked up by Jackson. To Crudgington. Flips it ahead to Jones. Chloe is 29 points. She may get over 30 here. Three ball is good. 32 for Jones. Willow up 69-43. Houston will try to keep the turbo clock off. Kept Willow within that 20-point range for most of the night. Put up a runner by Kavanaugh. No good. Rebound fought for underneath. It's a jump. Possession arrow will go to Willow. Cochran and Osborne check in for the Lady Bears, replacing Atwell and Stewart. Their night probably over at this point, I would say. Good effort by the senior and the sophomore.
Atwell gets in and Stewart gets in hand from the Lady Bear fans in attendance.
Chloe Jones across midcourt. Chloe, shake and bake, gets it to Jackson. Blocked from behind, though, before she could get the shot off by McNeil. It'll stay with Willow. As now Adams and Sigmund come in, replacing Jackson and Crudgington. Coach Cox stretching out that bench there. He's got a lot of girls in there tonight. Jones to Sigmund. Put it up. In and out. Rebound. Adams had it for a moment, but it's taken away by the Tigers. Sego into the corner. McNeil goes baseline. Her pass tips out of bounds by Osborne. It'll stay with the Lady Tigers. Willow up 69-43, 3:43 playing the ball game. Kavanagh to the right side to the block. Blocked by Sigmund. Gets it back, though, and fires it out to Weaver. Kavanagh in the corner for three. It's short. Rebound tipped by Houston. It'll be Willow ball. We'll be back in Houston tomorrow night for the boys. Bears and the Houston Tigers finishing out their SCA and regular season schedule. Boy will bring it across midcourt. Shades to the left side. To the free throw line, to the right block, to the basket, lay it up and in. Jones, the big night, 34, 71-43. Emma Grogan gets ready to check in for the Lady Bears with 3 minutes left to play. Lob it inside. McNeil stood up, throws it up, hoping for the foul, and she traveled.
Good job by the Lady Bears. Just sandwiched her down there, and she had nowhere to go but down.
And a big hand for Chloe Jones as she checks out of the ball game. Emma Grogan into the game for Willow. Grogan up top takes a screen from Sigmund, gives it up to Osborne. Osborne all the way to the right side. She'll hand it to Cochran. Cochran to Grogan. Grogan going to drive. In the paint, blocked. Ball is loose. Picked up by Sego. Sego carries it. No whistle to the right block. Puts it up. No. Ball goes out of bounds. Off Houston. And it'll be Willow ball with 2.5 minutes to play. Katie Spence comes into the game. On a big hand for Harris Cochran coming up. Spence, Grogan, Sigmund, Osborne, and Adams. Five on the floor for Lady Bears. Grogan lost the handle on it. Travel. And it over. Leading 71-43 with 2:20 left to play. Kavanagh across midcourt, picked up by Spence. It's around her, puts it up, no good. Rebound is tipped, saved by Gilbert on the baseline. Give it up to McNeil, shot up and good. McNeil with the basket. 2 minute warning here from Houston. Lady Bears on their way to their 14th win of the season. Grogan walks it into the front court. Takes the screen. Right block, gets fouled, and she'll go to the line shooting two for Willow. So Emma Grogan with a chance to get in the varsity book here. She'll shoot two. Free throw is no good off the back of the rim. Two more players that Coach Cox has a chance to get into the game. It'll be Natalie Bruning placing Lexi Sigmund, and Osborne will come out, and Zoe Johnson comes out. Free throw is good by Grogan. Johnson, Bruning, Spence, Adams, Grogan, five on the floor for the Lady Bears. Minute 45 left to play. Houston gets it across midcourt. Weaver up top. Gives it up right side, and a blocking foul going to be called on Bruning. And Houston will take it out of bounds on the baseline. Houston will inbound underneath the basket. 72-45. Willow running out the clock here on a victory. Houston gets it in. Get it up top to McNeil. Bounce it to Kavanagh for three. It's short. Rebound is tied up, but then they get it back to Kavanagh. Goes baseline. Shot up. Missed it. Adams there for the rebound. She's tied up. Possession arrow will go to Willow on the jump. Spence inbound to Grogan. Grogan will bring it across midcourt. Grogan to the right side. Takes the screen. Looks underneath. Now takes off on the baseline. Pass cut off. She'll throw up a prayer. Won't go. Rebound underneath for the Tigers. Houston works it ahead and throws it out of bounds over the head of the intended target. 57 seconds to play. Spence to Grogan, and Emma will bring it across midcourt. Grogan at the volleyball line, takes the screen to the left side, and throws it away. Into traffic, McNeil. All the way to the right block to the basket, lays it up, missed it, rebound tipped. McNeil gets it back, puts one up. No, but she's fouled. And McNeil will go to the line shooting two for the Lady Tigers. Grogan picks up the foul. First shot by Weaver is no good.
Houston has just had a lot of trouble from the free throw line tonight. They've only made one out of 12 so far.
Second free throw is no good. Rebound kicked out of bounds off of Adams, and it will stay with the Tigers with 34 seconds left to play. Cavada will inbound. Slaps the ball, lobs it out to McNeil. McNeil takes off in the paint. Jump shot is good. 72-47, 25 seconds to play. Likely the last possession of the ball game. 20 seconds. Grogan crosses midcourt. She'll go right side, take a screen with 14. As it poked away by McNeil, McNeil's going to go all the way. Layup is good. Willow quickly gets it into Grogan with four, with two, with one. Grogan fires it up to the buzzer. No good. That's the ball game. Willow wins it 72-49. Come back and wrap it up in 1 minute. Listening to Lady Bear Basketball on KUKU. Back in Houston where the Lady Bears win it against the Lady Tigers. Final score 72-49. Willow led really from start to finish. Went a 10-0 run to start the game. Lady Tigers came back, made it a 12-9 game. They got hot from beyond the arc to start the game, but then Willow reasserted itself and led by 15 at the end of the first quarter. Led 45-27 at the half, and again go on to win it. 72-49 is the final. Pick up their 14th win of the year. Go to 14-11 on the season with one more regular season game tomorrow night.
Okay, here's the way the scoring went for the victorious Lady Bears, led by sophomore Chloe Jones with 34 in the ballgame, 15 for Atwell, then it was 8 for Crudgington, 5 for Stewart, 3 for Osborne, 4 for Jackson, 2 for Adams, and 1 for Grogan in the ballgame. So the Bears really, Coach Cox used a lot of girls tonight in the win over Houston. On the Houston side of the ledger, scoring for the Lady Tigers, Cavanaugh led with 20. McNeil had 10. 3 points for McKinley Aaron, 2 for Gilbert, 6 for Weaver, 8 for Sheets in the ballgame. Lady Tigers turned the ball over 22 times. Lady Bears turned it over 12. Rebounds, Lady Bears had 21, and the Lady Tigers had 20. Lady Tigers, again, very weak from the free throw line. They were 1 out of 12 in the ballgame. So that's about it.
Been a tough season for the Lady Tigers. They fall to 4-21 on the season. Again, Lady Bears back at home tomorrow night, senior night at Willow Springs, with Willow entertaining the Cabool Lady Bulldogs. We will be back with you tomorrow night on the air. You can watch the Lady Bears. Put your earbuds in and listen to the boys while you watch the girls. We'll be in Houston for the Bears and the Tigers tomorrow night. Should be just a little bit after 7 o'clock. For Curtis Ballou, back to the studio. For Larry Smith, I'm Marty Smith. Good night.